Can I have one juice? One juice.
Oh, hello, Sukino. Why don't you tell us something about yourself?
I'm happy when I listen to the music, and sometimes it takes me by surprise, like something is really rising, like a very strong aspiration is in music by time, sometimes. And sometimes it brings a lot of peace and harmony by moments. And this is enough to make me satisfied with what I produce. You know, the way I compose music is that there is a frame that I work on for quite some time. And when the frame is ready, then most of the thing that I am adding is improvised. So, in the improvisation, some of the moments bring this kind of mood, like aspiration, or peace, or whatever.
So how do you compose a song?
The song comes from the fingers, when the fingers are playing on the fingerboard, and somehow, I don't know how it happened, that melodies and chords and structures happen to come alive under the finger. More generally speaking, it's ambient music. Some tracks are really Mediterranean, Mediterranean, let's say, with a lot of Spanish guitar, and you know, and some tracks are really blues. But the blues is an attitude. Blues means that you keep on questioning about everything. That's my way of being. Those people who are singing or playing the blues, you know, they just get rid of their emotions, and they don't let the stress overwhelming them, because they just play and sing. In my music, there is 70% improvisation. It's intuition, and also the way you play with your instrument. You know? You like to improvise or not, and some people who have been studying classical music are very often not able to improvise properly, but those who come from the jazz and the blues and the street, they like to improvise, and then they constantly improvise, so it becomes a part of their playing. You know, we're meant to become more intuitive. The human species is meant to develop intuition that's over the normal reasoning mind. And being in this transition time where we slowly open up to intuition and break the rule of the mind is a fantastic adventure, and at the same time we are not sure about what we are doing, but we try to be more intuitive. What I can say is that the emotions are necessarily participating in creating and expressing music, and that they are an important they have an important role to play in a musician. Without emotions, I consider music is pretty dead, unless you have a real inspiration that comes from above. And this type of music that is, I would say, the signature of the real musicians was a gate open towards the higher consciousness, and then they can let flow inspirations that are from a higher rank. Yeah, it's very good if music brings a mood in the listener, and I have some very nice feedback about people who like to listen to my music, and especially because it creates in themselves a mood of peace and hope and confidence and whatever it is, but a mood that's beneficial. I believe we have some things in our nature, and being an artist by nature means that you don't choose to be an artist, you are compelled to be an artist. But I'm compelled by my own nature to do what I have to do in this life. Because a work is a work, whatever the work, and if art seems to be appealing or nice from the outside, from the artist's point of view, it's just a work, and it's a heavy, difficult work. You know? And a work is a work. It's, you have to be extremely patient, you have to repeat things many times, you have to make it perfect, you have to redo it 100 times. This is done in the secrecy of a studio, and nobody can understand what work it means. It's when I've been starting this. This project 5 years ago, it was with the idea to make an open platform and to provide the technical support for other musicians to join and to participate, but I've not been very successful in that. Sometime you meet another musician and it's really, really nice. And it has happened, for example, for this CD that I've been working with two musicians. One is called Renaud and is a French musician that I met this year. I was coming to Auroville as a visitor. and plays on the CD, and the other musician is Mathieu, who is a Norwegian and with whom I've already been collaborating before. And to work with these two people is really great. Well, the next album is, for now, is called Feminine Elegance. And it's a CD that is very ambient. There's nothing really disturbing in the CD. It's really ambient and soft. So it's very feminine in character. And also because love story... but always behind the emotions is pretty much printed in the tracks. And this is the fifth, that will be the fifth released CD.